ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I thought he brought up some good points, Mike.
So important, Jerry. You're so important.
This is excellent. Outrageous.
We just went to a funeral and it really cheered us up.
Hello. Thought he made a lot of sense.
They paint the whatnot. Yep. Don and Mike.
Right, right, we do.
Right, right, right.
Listen every day in the month of May. It's a vacation to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Now fly to Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, and L.A. Get your happy bag, game tag today, flyi.com, and go your own way. Did you hear those things, those
yes. things? That means there's a prize.
Yeah. There they are.
Yeah.
Dial recklessly, 877-365-3636. A question about today's show.
Very good. You have to have been listening to the entire broadcast.
Absolutely. One person, one shot right now. We'll get this before we go to the grab bag. Both Mike and Buzz have motorcycle news. Buzz rented one and rode one.
I did.
Mike bought one.
I bought a hog.
What'd you buy? What kind did you buy?
I bought a Harley Fat Boy.
Hey!
I was getting ready to buy me a... And this is biker talk, okay? Uh-huh. So listen, I just want to say...
What kind did you get?
For you, I bought a Fat Boy.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate twirl ice cream?
I bought me a Fat Boy.
That's a name brand. That's mm-hmm. that's a man's motorcycle, Mike.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I was all set to buy one, and I was I'd made a deal on one, and I'd picked it out. And why am I talking with a southern accent?
Because you
I'm talking about biking.
That's
biking
right.
Thing.
It comes.
So
with
I, you know, I was ready to buy this one, and
click.
I had the deal all done, and the one I was going to get was a beautiful motorcycle, but it had. There was something about it that looked a little older. You know what I mean? That looked a little more respectable. And I believe that in this lifestyle that I'm now committing to, in this new phase
of
me,
Mikey baby.
Yeah, that you got to have a little outlaw on your bike.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and
you scream outlaw?
Don't I? Doesn't this shirt scream outlaw to you with the stars on it? It's fantastic. Was it the banana seat?
What?
It's a Schwinn. Orange crate. This thing was. I'm really getting ready to make this purchase. I get there, and I got there really early at the dealership, which I can't remember their name now, nor will I. But
Mike didn't get a discount.
So I'm sitting there, and I get there super early, and it's kind of the Saturday thing with all the Suburbans that are all. It's a motorcycle activity. That's what everybody's there. It's crowded, and I walk in, and we're waiting before the place even opens at 9 o'clock. And I had Carla follow me. I mean, bring me in there because. I mean, I've driven with Buzz in a parking lot
right.
on a really small motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
but the one I'm going to buy is a real big motorcycle. And I know what I've been trained. I've
you
learned
gotta take
how to
it
do
out
it,
on the road.
But I got to take it in, and right. so I just wanted to make sure that she was kind of following me. So, you know, if I downshifted incorrectly, you know, some asshat wouldn't run into the back of me. It was an insurance policy. So we got there at 9 o'clock, and I'm ready to pull the trigger on this one, the conservative. I'm going to call this the conservative bike, but we'll go nameless right now because mm-hmm. I don't want to offend anybody that might have those bikes. But this guy, this other salesman, comes up to me and goes,
"They're all wimps. You know, if you got that other kind of bike." It's like, from what Mike tells me,
yeah, you'll see it.
You're less than a man if you've got this one that Mike didn't get.
If we hadn't had the rain today, I would have brought it.
You're a panty waist.
He points and goes, "Now this is the bike you really need." And you know how in the movies where you hear the "oh," and you look at this thing, and all of a sudden, you know, the rest of the dealership got dark, and spotlights came on this bike and looked at me, and this bike was just talking to me, and it said,
"Yeah.
This thing, look, this is a hog, man. This is a Harley. This is a Fat Boy, baby." So I sat on it gently. I wrapped my legs around it,
and
oh, man, let me tell you, and immediately I threw everything else out the window, and I said, "This is the one I want." And at this point...
Same way you found Carla.
It's the same. Stop it. Behave yourself. And I really loved it. I really, really loved it. It was But I was immediately, as soon as I knew I was going to buy it, we did the paperwork, and and it was a lot more expensive than I thought.
The paperwork.
Yes, absolutely. who do I look like? David Haynes? Anyway, so I'm sitting there.
Mike just did a mail order bride joke, in case you don't know.
So I was excited, and the excitement was immediately followed by, I don't want to say fear, but I will say extreme nervousness. You have to do two things. He suggests, the salesman, that I take it around the parking lot a couple of times. Now, it's Saturday morning Harley place.
No.
And the thing is,
did you go right out on the street?
No. I did. The guy said, get a feel for the clutch. You want to just get a feel for the bike.
Yeah.
Take it around the parking lot. Buzz will tell you, that little move when you're in a tiny little parking lot and there are people all over the place. Uh-huh. Suddenly, I got this shiny new thing. It's got the special paint job on it. Mm-hmm. It's got the chrome on it. It looks, I almost said a dirty word. It looks that thing awesome.
Really,
and I'm
nice.
Sitting there, and you realize that in the motorcycle world that everybody's going to come over and kind of look at it. And then
do you have the decal of Cal?
I'm getting it right now. And I got the jacket, the boots, and I'm all set to go. And I fire it up. And as I fire it up, I realize.
It's funny when you with the jacket and the boots.
The jacket and the boots. You got to wear them. And underneath a dance skin. And I'm sitting there on the bike. And I realize when I fire the thing up that all the guys that are in the parking lot are kind
of
looking at the new Harley that's
they're
there.
Watching you.
But they're watching me, and I've got to take it around. And it was just a little odd.
Yes.
Did you
and
make
a little
any
nervous.
Grievous,
I didn't fall. I didn't do
good
anything.
For you.
Yeah. But that nervousness is immediately followed by where this dealership is on a main drag, and I'm watching the cars flying by at 60 miles an hour, and I'm looking at this intersection, and I take a deep breath, and I go, Buzz and I have taken the motorcycle safety training course in a parking lot.
Right.
I have driven one of these Harleys that I was looking at before in a parking lot, and now this one in a parking lot. This is officially now, I am going out where, and you know, you happen to have a lot of people talk to you when you're going to get a motorcycle. Death becomes a very, very common topic that people bring up.
It's a good thing you had your girlfriend behind you, though, because that's almost like when you're taking a kid out to drive or something, and you put the big sign on that says student driver.
Driver.
Sometimes even the mom or dad follows behind.
Yeah, and I was glad she was in back of me because I was, you know, and the first thing I said to the lady in the dealership, the business manager, I said, do you ever have anybody go through the first intersection and put it down right when they're getting out there?
Killed himself.
She said, let me put it to you this way. Once the salesman is done walking you through the bike and going over the bike with you, he's going to shake your hand and he'll turn his back to you and walk into the dealership.
That's right.
Because that's when he's done with it.
You're on your own.
So what you're telling me is it's happened? She said, it's happened more times than you would know.
When are you going to ride?
So the idea of falling in the first intersection was freaking me out.
When are you going to start riding your motorcycle to work on a regular basis?
I will never ride it to work on a regular basis, but I was almost going to take it in today.
Mm.
I was going to ride it into work today. Because
how many days a week do you think?
You know, once every couple of weeks, probably. You know, I'm not going to do it a lot because it's just, you know, you ride the motorcycle, you're not on your cell phone, you can't do a lot of stuff that I normally do when I'm in the car. I do almost all of my phone talking when I'm in the car.
Right? Phone sex?
I don't do. Yes, it's don't knock it unless you try.
That's right.
It's better when the car is moving too.
Requires an automatic.
I put the other thing was they said the break-in period for the engine. You got to keep it under 50 miles per hour for the first 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it out on a main drag to go to this Noakesville Day thing that I was going to for the Noakesville Idol.
You're happening.
It was a full week.
Because you got it going on, Daddy.
And you showed up to that on a Harley?
I showed up on a Harley,
You're a man, Mike.
But the Harley was going on a 55 stretch, you know, there. I had to keep it under 50, so I had the guy go by, you know,
hey, home! I'll learn to drive that thing, you know,
like that. And I'm like, I wanted to chase after him and go, but wait, I have to keep it under 50.
Did you have your German helmet on?
I had with the spike on it.
Excellent.
I'm having helmet issues, to be honest with you. I think my helmet makes me look like a bug. It sits too high on my head, making it look more bulbous than my head already is.
What color of motorcycle?
It's a red, a flame red with devil fire flame.
Oh, nice.
Devil's tail
flame
decals. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's got flame decals on it. And I'm on a 55 going 45 miles an hour.
Makes them go faster.
Don't hurt me.
Or seem like it.
But it is a As you will say, it is a stone-cold blast.
It is a rush. It's more fun. I mean, I get it now. I understand the excitement that bikers have about their motorcycles. It was a lot of fun to be out yesterday.
It's a fraternity, Don. It's the fraternity of bikers, and, now I'm one of them, and, now I'm a biker. That's what I am.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do, really, I'm going to, as soon as the weather just warms up, even slightly, I will get the jean vest without a shirt on.
Hello. Excellent. Hello there, Don and Mike. Show you there.
I worked that way. I was hoping.
Hello.
Radio God.
Yeah, listen, you are the 100th caller. That's a good look, Mike.
It'll be
that's
great.
A sexy look.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got a necklace.
What's your name? Any idea? What was your name, my friend? Any idea?
Glenn.
Glenn, where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
Glenn, have you listened to the whole show today?
I listen the whole show every day.
All right, easy question for you. Free trip to Las Vegas right now. Just need the first name of the guy who was our Smear Factor winner.
Was it Chris?
It was.
You are the winner!
Oh, yes! Yes!
Yeah!
And this was so much easier than what Chris went through.
Yes, it is.
This is good for you, and that's a hard question. The guy, I got it written down. So I feel like Alex Trebek. Well, everybody should know. It's Chris Chamberlain.
Right.
But, yes, it's Chris, and my friend, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are on your way to Las Vegas, and that's courtesy of IndependenceAirFlyEye.com.
Thank you so much, Don and Mike.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Everybody check out the pictures of the guy, Chris.
Yeah.
The pictures of our winner be on our website later tonight. We got time for... Before we go to Buzz, the grab bag.
Hey.
Yeah. This is where we're going to call somebody in the news. Beth Ann schedules thousands of interviews. And then she has to say to everybody, well, they're doing something else today.
Right.
We've got all of these stories, and we'll give one of these people 60 seconds on the radio.
Very good.
We've still got Jeff Tweeden, the guy from Seattle who waited in line to see Star Wars.
Nah.
I know, but
yesterday's news.
I know, but we could ask him what he thought. I'm only throwing it out.
Okay.
We got the Walmart in Nebraska that had a deer get into their store.
In Nebraska?
In Nebraska.
I'm sure that would be stimulating conversation.
Then we got the guy, I'm still fond of this, Eugene, the guy that gave a chicken mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Well, sure.
Saving its life.
Wow.
Then we got a 90-year-old who grabbed the bobcat's tail to free her kitty cat, Smudgy. We got the guy that auctioned off the slice of toast with the drawing of the runaway bride on eBay. Somebody bid $14,000. Now they're not paying.
Right. Surprise.
And, brand new today to the grab bag, a woman who drove around with an escaped prisoner in her car.